Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome back to Catching Time. I'm Brian, and I'm joined by Miss Rachel, as always, here in the podcasting studio. And I've got the question today.
Awesome.
Miss Rachel, what is something new you recently learned in school? Now, obviously, you're not in school anymore. Neither am I. But as I think about – but what's something new you've learned recently?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm trying to think. Like, I read a short book last night, and it was about – oh, gosh. I'm trying to remember the title. But it was a leadership book. Oh, Sticky Note Leadership.
Okay.
So it was how to – it was all about how to make sure I can be the best leader for my team. So immediately I think like, okay, how am I going to do the sticky note thing and how am I going to do it for each of my people on my team? How can I do that for my volunteers, for our childcare staff?
Yeah.
You know, because I do have quite a few people that we lead.
Quite the team, yeah.
So that's the latest thing that I learned that I am super excited to implement, but I also have to pause because, you know, I can go full force. And so it's like, oh, no, you need to pause and think about it, you know, before I totally go forward. So what about you?
So something I learned recently that kind of shocked me, and again, it's nothing like revolutionary, but – I was having a conversation with a student, and he shared this fact with me, but that the NFL, so the National Football League, is a nonprofit. And we looked it up. It's designated as a 501c6. So a church is a 501c3.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what like a C6 distinction means, but just found that incredibly interesting for such a large company that I feel like makes millions of dollars. Shouldn't be or couldn't be a nonprofit, but are designated as that. And so I found that super interesting and something cool I learned. I think about my own boys who bombard me with facts when they come home about different things as they are just constantly learning. And I think that's one of the fun things about being a parent.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the great things that comes to us unprompted often, right? Like our kids will be like, Dad, I know this, right? Or they have this fact. And I think sometimes we have the tendency to be like, oh, cool.
That dismissive is what you're trying to say.
didn't know yak milk was blue, right? Like, thanks for that tidbit today. Where I think we need to engage in the curiosity of our children at every age and stage, right?
Absolutely.
Whether they're littles and they're telling us a fact that, yes, we've known for several years, right?
Yes.
Mommy, did you know that your eyes are blue? Yes, sweetie.
Yes, I did.
Right.
Yes.
Or sometimes they point out really terrible facts. Dad, did you know your skin's terrible? Yes. Thank you. That was so kind of you. So I think engaging in that, and I think school's a great place where they're learning facts. How do we take this question and scaffold it? How do we take it to maybe some other spaces outside of school? Because not everybody's schooled.
Yeah.
There's homeschooling, right? How might you reframe that question, Miss Rachel?
So what is something new you recently learned?
Yeah.
Maybe it was from a podcast. Maybe it was something that you watched on YouTube or the new TikTok dance. For our littles, is what was something that maybe they were watching something on TV? I don't know. Does anybody watch TV anymore? They streamed it.
Yeah, whatever.
What is something new that you learned? Because what we want to ask here, like you said, was the curiosity component of it. Our littles are in that wonder stage. They're in their stage of, I can do that. You know, I want to do it by myself. Whether it be I want to get water out of the refrigerator for myself, fill up my own sippy cup, or it's the mine phase. It's mine type of thing. But so that's what I would look at, because we're looking at what are they curious about that they learned, and not, like I said earlier, not being dismissive. We should not be dismissive when they come to us and say, here's all the fun things that I learned, because there is a nugget of fun in that.
Yeah.
In that you can ask them. You know, something that I like to ask my daughter is, as I say, if you were a podcast title.
Yes.
Well, if you were going to title a podcast about your day, what would that title be? Mm-hmm. And so then I can find out more than, you know, maybe it was a little bit about what she learned. Yeah. But I get so much more information asking her to title a podcast about her day than I would if I just like, hey, how was your day? So, what do you think about for our middle schoolers and our high schoolers with this question? Yeah.
So here's what I think is this should be hopefully not the first time you've asked this question, but maybe you've asked it differently. Mm. One of my favorite ways to ask this of leaders and other people that I talk to is and Rachel, you've heard me ask this question is what's reading you? What's influencing your thought lately?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe not what you're learning, but who are you learning from? Whose voices are you listening to? Maybe it is a podcast. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's even your friends. I'm learning a lot about relationships from sitting with these girls or hanging out with these guys, which are great places to learn, but not necessarily traditional school, right?
Yeah.
And so, hey, where are those places? What's reading you lately? Make that a rhythmic question. That you ask maybe once a month, every couple of days of, hey, what's influencing that thought right now?
Yeah.
Particularly maybe even when your student child expresses a thought that's like, oh, that felt out of left field.
Yes.
Tell me what influenced that idea, you know? What made you think about that way? Because that tells us a lot about where it's leaking from. What's kind of drawing influence, having influence over our students, our kids, which is a good thing to be asking about regularly, we'll say.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Let's stop there. Go ask this question. What is something you recently learned in school, or frame it slightly differently? Hey, Miss Rachel, I can't remember the way you said it. It was so good. Do you remember? I don't. the way I reframed it was what's reading you? What's influencing your thoughts?
Yes.
And so take some time, catch some time, and ask each other this question. We're back. So, Rachel, we're taking this question. What is something new you recently learned in school? How do we transition that into the spiritual? How do we take that question, no matter what the answer is, and turn it back to God? What are some of your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, we could go the easy route, and we can say like, hey, so what did you learn in Sunday school? Or what did you learn from the sermon today?
Yeah.
And, you know, that could be super easy. We could lead that into, you know, when you do attend, we do send out these great emails about ways to engage, you know, so you can ask specific questions about that with your kid, because you weren't necessarily in Sunday school with them, so it has these great questions. But what is something you recently learned? Is it about God? So, like, when we answered that question to each other, I can turn it to – because I was talking about the book that I had recently read.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so what is God – what is the Holy Spirit telling me or talking to me about or wants me to remember in this from this book or from this moment? How can I help influence? How can I pray for? How can I intercede? That's a big word.
Yeah.
Intercede for somebody else in things that are happening.
Yeah. I think it's the – so I like to call – some of our students who have grown up on YouTube or Instagram, the like and subscribe generation. And so, hey, if we're confronted with truth, right, whether in scripture or this knowledge that we found in school, what do you do with it? Right? I think it's easy to go, hey, I like what you're saying about Jesus. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
It's a different level to subscribe and go, you know what, I'm going to change my life and my patterns around this truth to do something with it.
Yeah.
And I think, right, as you were talking about Wonder Stage maybe an episode ago, or maybe it was even this episode about littles, with our middle schoolers, it's concrete. And so if this is truth, right, if we are confronted with the truth that Jesus died and resurrected for me, right, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
How do we take it and make it applicable? Because we're constantly learning and you're learning things in school, math, and you're applying it. We need to have that same discipline with our friends and our spouses and with our kids of how do we then take it and apply it? We know this truth. We have learned this thing.
Yeah.
We've got to do something with it.
We've got to
like,
it.
Subscribe. We've got to follow. We've got to follow after Jesus and do something about this. Sticky faith. I'm going to plug this in there. Right. Talks a lot about having sticky justice for kids.
Mm.
Is that we can't feed them or give them the scripture in this world and not be about it and not want to do something about it and seek to end those injustices, right? Like I think about my own parents and how my dad gave me a heart to serve the homeless because I watched him do it because he saw an injustice and he wanted to go serve, right? And so I think that's how we can spiritualize and grow it up for our older students too is going, hey, you've heard this truth. You know this truth. What now do we do with it?
What do we do with it?
Yeah.
That's a great thought to leave on for our podcast this week. What are you going to do with it, guys?
Yeah.
You know it. Go out, catch that time together, and we'll see you next time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.